The Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela is pleased to see you steering the work of this preparatory committee. We trust that you will be able to smooth the way for the last preparatory committee and achieve the adoption of a constructive final document with clear proposals for nuclear disarmament during the 2020 review conference. My delegation associates itself fully with the declaration of the non-aligned movement. We'd like to take this opportunity to highlight the efforts made by the movement to eliminate nuclear weapons totally. We reaffirm the contents of the final document of the 18th ministerial meeting of NAM, the Baku Declaration, dated April 5th and 6th, 2018, on the subjects of disarmament and international security. In that statement, NAM's condemnation and opposition is repeated to the adoption by certain states of the doctrine of preventive attacks, including nuclear weapon attacks, which constitute acts of aggression and flagrant for the principles of the United Nations Charter. Moreover, we would like to underscore what is stated in the Baku Declaration concerning the establishment of a zone free of nuclear weapons in the Middle East in accordance with the commitments entered into during the NPT conference held in 1995 and its subsequent meetings. Mr. Chairperson, the Constitution of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela sets out among its objectives promoting nuclear disarmament and promoting cooperation among nations. It declares the Venezuelan territory to be a zone of peace. This is evidence of its deep-seated pacifist vocation and calling. We would highlight the political commitment shouldered by the international community to prohibit nuclear weapons and to totally eliminate them in the light of the adoption on July 7, 2017 of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, an effective contribution to international peace and security. Venezuela, exercising its peace diplomacy, espouses resolutely the proposals and principles of international law as a way of maintaining international peace and security. Venezuela upholds the principles of general, complete, and non-discriminatory disarmament, which is why it has signed the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons on September 20th, 2017, and ratified it on March 20th, 2018. Our country was the seventh state party to ratify this treaty. Venezuela supports the CELAC statement on Latin America and the Caribbean as a peace zone. This is a significant contribution by our region to nuclear disarmament and maintaining international peace and security. Our region is the first to have been declared free of nuclear weapons under the Tlatelolco Treaty. Mr. Chairperson, the world is experiencing new threats and challenges, among which we can single out the stagnation of multilateral diplomacy in the area of disarmament, the accelerated perfecting and modernization of nuclear weapons, and the possible acquisition of these weapons by terrorist groups. It is no longer a merely hypothetical statement to talk about the disastrous consequences for mankind of the use of nuclear weapons. The risks are diverse: misuse, unauthorized or intentional use. The consequences of the use of these lethal weapons could be irreversible. They would give rise to catastrophic effects in the areas of health, the environment, infrastructure, food security and development. The use of these weapons threatens even the very survival of mankind. The countries that possess nuclear weapons are in duty bound to adopt measures to reduce and eliminate their nuclear arsenals in harmony with the spirit of the NPT and thus to guarantee a safer world free of nuclear threats. Venezuela recognizes the importance of the NPT as a cornerstone of nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. The progress made in the NPT review conferences are commitments which must be lived up to. More than 50 years have gone by since the NPT was signed. We are not close to complying with this important commitment because of a lack of will and interest on the part of nuclear states to work to live up to their obligations. Quite the opposite, some states continue justifying the use or the threat of the use of nuclear weapons on the basis of unacceptable concepts on international security, concepts based on the promotion and development of nuclear deterrence policies. Venezuela affirms that the development of nuclear technologies and missile technology reflects one of the major challenges to the NPT regime. This is why we would invite all countries signatories of the NPT to step up efforts to avoid the development of nuclear use being used for warmongering. Venezuela reiterates the importance of implementing three pillars of NPT without distinction to promote all of mankind's interests. Therefore, we'd call on the international community to live up together immediately and without double standards to the challenge of facing the threats represented by the possession of weapons of mass destruction, particularly nuclear ones, and their delivery systems by terrorist groups and non-state actors. Venezuela believes firmly that nuclear energy must be used for the good of mankind and would call for the general and total eradication of nuclear weapons as the only guarantee against the danger to the existence and survival of the planet. Venezuela appeals to all states which are outside of the NPT system to commit to using nuclear energy and technology only for peaceful purposes. Our country supports the efforts made by the IAEA to promote assistance and international cooperation. Venezuela reaffirms that the guarantee that can be given to international peace and security is only possible if we make sincere efforts towards nuclear disarmament. We would call for regional and global measures to promote confidence. We reaffirm our commitment to the implementation of the treaty to strengthen the disarmament and non-proliferation regime. Positive steps must also agree on substantive elements relating to the implementation of the treaty. We can count on you, Mr. Chairperson, and you can count on us for participating in all the efforts of this second preparatory meeting. Thank you very much.
I thank the distinguished representative.